Finding a fingerprint match means sifting through huge databases, and that takes time. But what if you could rule out many of the suspects before you started looking for a match?
This is Innovation Now, bringing you stories behind the ideas that shape our future.
Fingerprints are collected at the scene of a crime and taken to the lab for identification. Now, new fingerprint technology could make this time-consuming search through massive databases easier. Using the new technique, investigators transfer a fingerprint onto a piece of plastic wrap before treating it with a hydrochloric acid solution and adding heat. The resulting chemical reaction assesses the level of amino acids in the print. And since the level of amino acids in the sweat of females is twice as high as that of males, the University of Albany forensics research team has been able to determine if fingerprints are from a man or a woman. Looking at the chemical content of the print, rather than simply relying on the fingerprint image, won't compete with DNA analysis, but could cut potential suspect lists in half before the search even begins. For Innovation Now, I'm Jennifer Pulley.
Innovation Now is produced by the National Institute of Aerospace through collaboration with NASA and is distributed by WHRV. Visit us online at innovationnow.us.